Chapter 10. The Labours of Heracles. The coward Eurystheus lived at Tiryns in a great castle, whose strong walls had been built by the Cyclopes. He was delighted when Heracles arrived at his castle and gave him Apollo's message. "Well, you're a fine and huge man," he said. "But I will make you work hard, and the 10 labours I will plan for you will be incredibly difficult. To start, go up the valley and over the hill, then turn left into the mountains. Bring me the dead body of the Nemean lion." Now this lion had fallen from the moon and was destroying everything around Nemea. Nobody could kill it because its skin was too strong and could not be broken. Heracles went off, and near Nemea he met a shepherd who told him the way to go. He searched for the lion for a long time and at last found its cave, which had the bones of animals and men all around it. Heracles waited, and soon the great creature came up the hill with the blood from its last kill all over its chin. Heracles quickly grabbed an arrow and fired it at the lion, but it just hit the lion's tough skin and fell to the ground. With a shout of anger, Heracles grabbed his sword and ran at the lion with all his strength. But even the strong metal of his sword could not break the lion's skin. Suddenly, Heracles remembered the lion he had killed on Kithaeron and grabbed his club. He hit the lion hard on the head, and it stood still for a moment before running to its cave growling. Heracles realized that no weapon could kill this lion, so he grabbed it around the neck. They both fell to the ground, but Heracles did not let go of the lion's neck, and finally it lay dead on the ground. Before it died, the lion made one last effort, and it bit off one of Heracles' fingers. Heracles returned to Tiryns and threw the lion's body down before Eurystheus, who screamed in terror.
"Take that awful thing away," he commanded. "Your next labour will not be completed so easily. Go and kill the Lernaean Hydra."
The second labour was much more dangerous than the first, because the Hydra was a huge snake with 9 heads, and it had the most deadly poison. With his nephew Iolaus, Heracles went off, and when he was near, Athena came to him.
"Shoot arrows of fire into the cave to make the Hydra come out," she said. "And when you fight, remember not to breathe, because even the smell can kill you. Remember also that its middle head is immortal."
Heracles thanked Athena, and when he got to the Hydra's cave, he fired a burning arrow into it. Out came the terrible snake, and Heracles jumped forward and destroyed the nearest head with his great club. But as he looked at the bleeding neck, he saw 2 new heads appear. He shouted to Iolaus to light a torch and come and help him, and brave Iolaus did what he was told. As Heracles destroyed each head with his club, Iolaus used the torch to burn the necks so that no new heads could grow. When at last the battle was over, Heracles cut off the immortal head and buried it under an enormous rock. He put some of the Hydra's poison onto his arrows, and then he returned to the master of his labours.
"You cheated!" Eurystheus cried. "Iolaus helped you. You must complete the labours alone. So you still have 9 to do. Off you go, and for the next one, bring me the hind with the golden horns."
The hind was a wonderful deer, and no one ever touched it because it belonged to the goddess Artemis. Heracles did not want to harm this beautiful animal, so he carefully followed it for a whole year. At last he caught the deer, but as he was bringing it to Tiryns, Artemis the huntress stopped him and cried, "That is my hind! Tell me why I shouldn't kill you immediately with one of my golden arrows." With eyes of sorrow, Heracles told Artemis about the 10 labours for Eurystheus, and soon her anger left her. "Take my hind to show your master," she said softly, "but do not harm it, and return it to me quickly." So this is what Heracles did. And after he had returned the hind to Artemis, Eurystheus gave him his next labour. "Bring me the Erymanthian boar," he cried, "but do not kill it, because I do not want to upset Apollo, and I think it belongs to him." The Erymanthian boar was so wild and fierce that nobody ever went near it. But Heracles was not afraid, and on his way to find the creature, he met a centaur, a man with the body and legs of a horse. The centaur was called Pholus, and he kindly invited Heracles to his cave to eat some meat. But in the cave, Pholus opened a jar of wine, and wild centaurs came to the wonderful smell and drank the strong wine. The wine made them crazy, and they attacked Heracles, so he used his poison arrows to shoot some of them. After the battle, Pholus picked up one of Heracles's arrows, and it fell from his fingers, cut his foot, and he died from the poison. Heracles was full of sorrow and buried the kind centaur before continuing on his way to find the boar. Once he had found the animal, he tied its legs together and took it back to Tiryns for Eurystheus to see. The coward was so frightened that he jumped into a large iron pot to hide. Heracles then took the boar to the sea and it swam all the way to Italy. The next labour was different to the first few. "Go to King Augeas," Eurystheus said. "He has thousands of cows, more than any other man in Greece. Clean his enormous cow barn in one day. It is very dirty because no one has cleaned it for 30 years. So off Heracles went, and when he reached the land of King Augeas, he went to him and said, "I will clean your huge cowshed in one day if you give me a tenth of your cows." Now, Augeas thought that this was quite impossible, so he agreed to Heracles' offer. At once, Heracles made a big hole in each side of the huge barn and dug a path so that two rivers came into the building and washed it clean. Eurystheus also said that this labour was not a true one because Heracles had worked for pay, and he sent him off on a new labour to chase away the Stymphalian birds. With the help of Athena, Heracles made a noise so loud and terrible that these dangerous birds flew away to the island of Artetius. For his next labour, Eurystheus told Heracles to bring him the Cretan bull. On the island of Crete, King Minos welcomed Heracles warmly and took him to his wonderful palace. The bull was in fact causing lots of damage all over the island, so King Minos was delighted when Heracles said that he wanted to take it away. After he had captured the bull and taken it back to Tiryns to show Eurystheus, Heracles let it go free. The bull ran away north and finally came to Marathon, and there it stayed for 27 years, killing anyone that came near it, including a son of King Minos. Eurystheus then told Heracles to travel north for his next labour and bring back the man-eating horses of King Diomedes. These were terrible creatures that only ate the meat of humans. Heracles went off on his journey to complete this new labour. But on his way, he had a strange adventure when he stopped to visit the young Prince Admetus.